Thank you and good morning. Connecticut Congressman John Larson will be in Santa Rosa today to meet with and hold a joint press conference with Congressman Jared Huffman and Mike Thompson. The trio will hold an hour-long meeting to discuss the details of Larson's Social Security 2100 Act, first introduced in 2014. The bill would provide a benefit bump for recipients next year, provide a tax cut for Social Security recipients, improve COLA adjustments, and set a new minimum benefit of at least 25% above the poverty line for low-income workers once they retire. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is investigating the circumstances that led to the death of 55-year-old Garberville man Christopher Duke, who was discovered laying outside the emergency room at Gerald Phelps Hospital early Monday morning, along with his personal belongings. The security guard found Duke unresponsive. He was later pronounced dead at the scene, and an autopsy has been scheduled. The CHP Garberville area is investigating the cause of a fatal single-vehicle traffic collision that claimed the life of the driver during an early morning crash yesterday. The driver was on Highway 101 north of Laytonville when they lost control of the car. It rolled up an embankment, overturned, and collided with a tree. The driver, who was the lone occupant, suffered fatal injuries, and the cause remains under investigation. Local law enforcement agencies, including the Fortuna and Eureka Police Departments, along with the CHP, will note that April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month by increasing its focus on drivers who use handheld cell phones and electronic devices while behind the wheel. April 7th through the 20th will be designated as Zero Tolerance Days, and law enforcement agencies will increase efforts to identify and ticket those violating the law. CHP Supervisor Brett Fabry said,
I think distracted driving is one of the biggest right now. Everybody has a smartphone or cell phone with them all the time. And, you know, you see people as you're driving through even traffic, and you look over and you'll see them looking at the screen or typing a text message or talking on the phone. And
the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reports that more than 80 people died in California in vehicle collisions that involved a distracted driver in 2015. Police want to increase awareness about the dangers of distracted driving, and they'll use the month of April to do so. Jordan Christmas has news from Eastern Humboldt.
The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office issued an updated version of their most wanted list for Eastern Humboldt. William Beck, Sadie McCovey, Gene Nelson, Virgil McLaughlin, Delilah Colgrove, and Shane Ulrich are all listed as wanted out of the Hoopa and Willow Creek areas for charges ranging from narcotics, robbery, and felony warrants. Anyone with information related to the whereabouts of the suspects listed are asked to contact the sheriff's office.
Thank you, Jordan. The Measure Z Citizens Advisory Committee will meet this afternoon at 2 o'clock in Supervisors' Chambers at the courthouse. The committee will finalize its recommendations to the board for agencies across the county, and they will also distribute letters of support for those various proposals. At the last meeting, the committee rated 10 requests as must-have for a total of just over $7 million. The meeting is open to the public. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. California Highway Patrol Supervisor Brett Fabry talked about distracted driving during his talk shop appearance and pointed out that it's yet one more danger associated with the profession of a CHP officer. Fabry pointed out that when a CHP officer leaves his car to speak to a driver or to assist a stranded motorist, he takes a risk, one that can be fatal, as in the case of CHP officer Nathan Taylor, who died on duty.
It's tremendous, a law enforcement funeral. I saw people there from the East Coast, Florida Highway Patrol, Texas, and they just want to be there to show their respect for that officer who gave himself for public service. He was outside of his vehicle in the snow, helping out somebody who was involved in an accident. Another vehicle lost control and struck him in the roadway. He was flown out to Reno, and he died the next day.
In addition to the roadside dangers, there are also the risks associated with being a member of law enforcement. And Fabry said that those who choose careers as firefighters or cops or EMTs do so with an agenda.
It's what's in you when you took on a job in law enforcement or in fire personnel or EMS, is that you are you have a public service mindset. You want to serve the public. And so when somebody pays that ultimate sacrifice, whether it's a firefighter or EMS or an officer somewhere, they paid the ultimate sacrifice in providing service to the public.
The pushback against distracted driving isn't done to annoy or pester drivers or provide another reason to issue a ticket, but to make our roadways safer. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.